One of the hottest tickets in Los Angeles this weekend was a concert by a Japanese pop culture icon. Her name is Hatsune Miku. Her sold-out show, Mikunopolis, marked her debut in the U.S. Reporter Corey Takahashi has this report about the computer-generated pop star.
Hours before Hatsune Miku's show, thousands jockey outside the Nokia Theater to be the first inside. Elizabeth Lopez came with her family from Chihuahua, Mexico. She's a Miku super fan. You can tell from Lopez's turquoise wig and makeup. It's an homage to Miku's style, a teen trifecta of technology, anime, and Japanese pop lyrics.
It's also about the Miku, like, falling in love. I'm the biggest fan. Can't wait!
Now, if cute and catchy is your thing, it shouldn't be any surprise why Miku connects with teens in the viral web. She's over the top, in every way, starting with her trademark turquoise hair, color-coordinated outfits, and voice that sounds like a caffeinated chipmunk. But here's the twist. Miku's a virtual singer whose only appearance on stage is as a lifelike 3D hologram. She's what's called a Vocaloid, basically the consumer-friendly interface for voice synthesizing software. Another fan, Bridget Ramirez, explains.
You just basically like write what you want and adjust the settings to where you could make your own character, like your own Vocaloid. I always like listened to Vocaloid music, and I always thought that she was like the cutest out of the bunch. Even though there's other characters that I'm in love with, she's the one that stands out more that I really like.
In Japan, Hideki Kenmochi developed Vocaloid at the Yamaha Corporation. You've typed in the lyrics, and now that you've typed in the lyrics, let's hear how that sounds.
It sounds like this.
Happy birthday to you.
Other companies create characters, like Miku, that give the Vocaloid technology a more human range. Their voice libraries and Miku shot to fame because fans and even some professional Japanese artists popularized her sound library by using software to create songs and videos that went viral.
In the past, we needed singer for song, but using Vocaloid, we don't need singer, so we can perceive the creator's emotion or the creator's music directly.
The process does for singing what a keyboard synthesizer does for pianos. In the Vocaloid scene, this means a gifted songwriter may not have to rely as much on their own pipes. But if I could write good music and compose good music, I could kind of be a star with this, right?
Yes, exactly.
So far, despite the sold-out concert in L.A., the Vocaloid style is still an acquired taste.
According to our research, 8% of female teenagers listen to only Vocaloid music. That's amazing statistics.
Miku's concert, which featured guest appearances from other Vocaloids, wasn't all digital all the time. Her bandmates were human, and the wardrobe-changing 3D Miku was happy to give them shout-outs. The show was the highlight of Anime Expo, which ends today. Anime Expo's Mark Perez helped bring the concert to the U.S.
So Miku's really a creation of the fans. The software application that was put out by Yamaha provides a medium or a forum for people to give her life. But it's really the fans, the people that use that software to create songs and to give her life, that have created who she is and given her a soul.
And maybe that explains why the crowd wasn't just young anime fanatics, but a multiracial and cross-generational audience, some of whom even seem to know the Japanese lyrics. As the show closed to an encore and sea of waving glow sticks, this much was clear. The tech meets pop ethos of Miku wasn't just a virtual hit, she was a real one, too. It was like partying in a concert-sized video game, led by a human-looking hologram who had all the best moves. For The World, I'm Corey Takahashi in Los Angeles.